I heard through the grapevine that it is Wednesday, November the 11th, 2009. You're listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. You're listening to This Show is So Gay. I'm Ken.
I'm Becca.
So much to talk about. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready to just jump right in. Okay. So I'm going to start out with a clip, and this is from our favorite talk show of all the talk shows, The View. And this is The Women on The View.
Wait. The View.
Just go with
it.
Okay. This is The Women on The View talking to Pastor Joel Osteen, who's one of those super pastors.
He's a super pastor? Does he get the cape and everything?
Well, I think he gets the donations, which makes him... And I think he has one of those Sunday shows. I don't really watch the super pastor shows. I don't even know if they're called super pastors.
I don't think they are.
It's really not the point of the story.
Okay.
But he's one of those big Sunday morning... Give me a lot of money and my church will make you walk again. Here we go. So this is The Women on The View talking to Pastor Joel Osteen.
You know, I'm a believer that God created us all and gave us all free will and wants us to live the lives that we live. How do you feel about folks who are gay or different? I mean, do you also believe? Because I kind of like the groove you're in, but I just want to make sure that you're including everybody in that. And are gay folks welcome at your church?
Absolutely. We have everybody's welcome. You know, gays and straights and all different religions. And, you know, they're all welcome. But Whoopi, I come back to the, you know, what I believe the scripture teaches is that homosexuality is not God's best. And so I come from that value system of the scripture. Right. I can't pick and choose. I love everybody. Right. I can't say that I don't have friends that are not gay. They're some of the nicest people in the world.
Do you think it's a choice or an orientation?
Well, I believe that I don't believe that God would create you against something that he tells you not to be. So, you know, and I don't understand it all.
So it's an orientation to you then. It's not something you pick to be, because it's very difficult to be gay in this society.
Well, I know it is. I just try to love them and treat everybody with
and
respect.
Acceptance.
I do, but I try to share what I believe is God's best for us.
I just wanted to follow that up, only because it was an interesting phrase. You said, not God's best. Is it possible that God doesn't have a best?
I think, Whoopi, that God formed every one of us. He gave us life. He gave us purpose and destiny. And so I do think he has a best plan for every one of our lives. Now, we all make mistakes. I've made mistakes, but I believe that if you stay in faith, if you have the heart to do what's right, that God will still get you to where you're supposed to be.
I hope God didn't make a mistake on that one, though. You're saying, you know, we all make mistakes. God might have made a mistake then, according to what you're saying.
He didn't do his best.
It's a conundrum.
Yeah.
It is...
Ken, you are a conundrum.
It is a conundrum. So much to play with in that little two-minute clip. So much to play with. What do you think when you hear that? This is on The View. This is every single morning on ABC. It's a very, very watched show.
We need to just try to love Jesus a little bit more, Ken.
You know, as a gay Jew, I'm worried about that I won't be the most efficient at doing that.
Well... You know,
I hear what you're saying. No, I mean...
Sometimes God makes mistakes.
It truly is incredible. And so it's one thing to listen to it. Obviously, this is a radio show. It's not a video blog. So you can't see his smiling.
I think we should have this segment every week.
Of what? Of playing this guy?
Well, similar guys. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, he was just smiling as he said it. And there was definitely a stunned look on almost all the women's faces. Not Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She wasn't so stunned. She smiled a little broader when he said that. We're not God's best, Becca. Let's just put that out there.
No,
that's like the theme.
Like
that should be the tagline.
Factory seconds.
Yeah, so this show is so gay. It's not God's best.
No.
We should get t-shirts with that on. And then he goes into...
Should we change our tagline to why be gay when you can be better straight?
Or why be gay when you can be not God's best?
Oh,
that's kind of sad.
That's really sad.
I know, but this is what this guy's saying, and they're not. See, I've seen them. I'm a little bit obsessed when the women of The View
attack each other. To watch The View, Ken?
I saw the clip. It was on one of the websites.
What our listeners don't know is that Ken is actually a superhero, and we have no idea how he runs from one thing to another unless he has one of those time gizmos like Hermione and Harry Potter.
I really want one of those now. But no, I was reading a story. I like when they all attack each other and they attack their guests. And they very much did not attack him. They surely did not know what to say. And then he went on to say, Whoopi said something about, I like Whoopi as if, because I know her. Although she lives in the area. She's in the Brattleboro area. Did you know that?
She's listening right now, of course.
Not so sure
she
about that.
She sends me emails all the time.
Oh, you're taking this too far.
Okay, too far.
But she said, well, I'm surprised to hear you say that. And he said, look, Whoopi, we all make mistakes because we're not only not God's best, but we're like a mistake that Joel Osteen has made.
We're like a mistake?
Well, that's what he's saying on there. So that was one story that I was looking at. And then the other one. Now, the last thing I need right now is more television shows in my life. I don't need more television shows in my life. And yet, this season has brought many more television shows to my life that I've never seen before and that are new. And Modern Family, which I adore. And Flash Forward, which is really interesting. And then somehow...
You need to give me like a watch list or something.
There's just, Modern Family is definitely one you want to watch. I love the gay couple on
Modern
Family.
You told me to go watch... Glee, and I love it.
Oh, and I love Glee.
Of course, I don't have time for this stuff either.
No, I don't have time for this.
I'm trying to be God's best.
Well, it's too much. It's too much.
Just
too much
a factory
pressure.
Second here, Ken.
So somehow, with all the new shows and the old shows that I already watched, I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to watch 30 Rock. So I started watching 30 Rock this season. I'm kind of into 30 Rock. It's really funny. And then Tracy Morgan, who's one of the stars of 30 Rock. Did you see this story? 30 Rock star and comedian Tracy Morgan. I think this was like yesterday. No, this was last Friday night. 30 Rock and comedian Tracy Morgan said that being gay is a choice during a raunchy performance Friday night at Carnegie Hall in New York City that promptly emptied seats.
Wow.
I know. How cool is this? His statement about sexual orientation was part of a lewd routine that included jokes about a potential sex tape between President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. Quote, people seemed to not be laughing at his jokes, but more because they were shocked and appalled with what was coming out of his mouth. One witness told a blog. He talked to trash about homosexuality, saying it's a choice, drugs, pornography, what he calls politics, all this different stuff. So, yeah. Oh, the performance drew a standing ovation from Spike Lee, John Singleton, and 30 Rock co-star Jane Krakowski, according to this one website. Now, I don't want to watch 30 Rock anymore. Tracy Morgan is absolutely one of the stars. He is one of the three big stars of the show.
And this just...
I have no interest in supporting the show anymore. Is that
silly? You
should
write to the producers and tell them.
I think, you know, well, actually, from what I read, they can't afford to lose viewers because it's not doing so great, even though they keep winning award after award.
Maybe they'll get rid of him.
Is that weird that this is not the character that he plays on the show, but I don't want to... I have no interest. Now, again, I've only watched 5 episodes of the show. It's just this season that I started watching it. I'm really into it. I think it's really funny. But I have no interest in watching the show anymore, and I want to know if I'm taking that too far. Am I taking it too far?
I don't know. I get that visceral reaction sometimes to people's nonsense, too. And you are. I mean, you are paying for his acting if you're watching those commercials or whatever.
Yeah, no, I can't seem to separate the person from the actor, and now I have no interest. So 30 Rock, I hereby am saying on this show is so gay. I am acknowledging apparently that I am not God's best, that I made a mistake, and I will not be watching 30 Rock anymore. And with that, we're going to play some music from our very special guest tonight. I'm very excited to welcome him. We'll tell you who it is a little bit later. But this is a song called How Low.
She was on a western course, her final tour de force. There was writing on the wall, there was time. Freezing cold and squeaky clean, clutching her Star magazine. She swore there was nothing left to leave behind. But all those days and wasted nights, flying back to her tonight with a vengeance. Even she'll appreciate. And on the window by her side, where the world is screaming by, she can watch a made-up face melt away. How low, oh, get to watch you go. Such an easy fall when there was love and that was all. Days of legs and sheets and lips and come what may. But there were words to say. She could watch herself complain till the kiss goodnight were ruining her face. There was never right or wrong. There were no lessons to learn. There was just a life she didn't live today. And now there's nothing left to lose. Just some love she'll never use. And the last goodbye she'll never get to say. How low, can I watch you go?
Good stuff. It's a song called Hello. We'll tell you who it's by a little bit later because he's going to call into the show. So earlier today, I was in Rhode Island. I woke up in Rhode Island. Here
I'm sorry.
I am. No, it was actually, I was in Newport, Rhode Island.
Seen the news story from Rhode Island?
And then I saw the news story from Rhode Island. So for folks that...
I don't just hate Rhode Island all
really
the time.
It's quite unbelievable how conservative governor is.
We love them anyway.
Yes.
We want to support them.
But if you are gay, that is not a state apparently you want to die in. I don't know that there's a state you want to die in, but if you are about to die, I'm thinking
don't go to Rhode Island.
Because Rhode Island legislators learned just yesterday, that Governor Carcieri vetoed the gay funeral rights bill that passed in October. This legislation, which was sponsored by Senator Rhonda Perry and State Rep David Siegel, would have added domestic partners to the list of people legally authorized to make funeral, cremation, or burial arrangements for their deceased partners. Heterosexual married couples already have these rights. And the Providence Journal reported that the bill was proposed after one man was unable to retrieve the body of his late... Can you imagine this? One man was unable to retrieve the body of his late partner from the state medical examiner for weeks because they weren't married or next of kin. And this is what the governor said. This is our buddy, Governor Carcieri. His veto message said...
Can I read Representative Siegel's response?
I don't have that. So yes, okay. You can. So this is what the governor said. This bill represents a disturbing trend over the past few years of the incremental erosion of the principles surrounding traditional marriage, which is not the preferred way to approach this issue. And he had one more quote that I wanted to read. He said the bill would allow the decisions of a, quote, partner of a year to take precedence over, quote, traditional family values. He said that one year time period is not sufficient duration to establish a serious bond between two individuals. It's not sufficient duration.
Does that mean that now... If you want to get a marriage license in Rhode Island, if you're straight, because you can't get one if you're gay there, that you have to wait a year. Like it's a one-year waiting period because you can't have a sufficient bond.
Well, but they're God's best.
Right. But Representative Siegel said, I think the man is heartless and this has become a bad joke that has carried on far too long.
Oh, look at that.
And the governor vetoed 22 other bills just on Tuesday.
That's a busy day for him.
I guess.
There was a lot. No, it was actually, I loved being in Rhode Island this morning. I think I had been there before, but Newport was
quite
lovely.
Until you knew it was a terrible, terrible place?
I didn't know. I just, once I read the story, I was really happy that I didn't die there. Because how would Andrew ever get my body, apparently? Although, again, we've known each other for more than a year, so I guess that's okay.
So do you have a sufficient bond?
How funny is that when you put a time limit on that? So it's like a year, that's not enough time. But you know then, sir, you are saying that a year and a day, that's enough time.
Well, he didn't say that. He just said a year isn't enough
time. A year, so then he...
Because that's what was stated in the bill.
Give me a freaking break.
But yes, someone should ask him what would be the time limit.
The appropriate amount of time? And are you going to... Look, Wanda Sykes says this all the time. Then outlaw divorce. If that's really your problem, if marriage, if it's eroding the traditional family values, then outlaw divorce, because that's more of a threat to marriage than gay marriage. And that is, I think,
though at the same time, I have a roommate who I've lived with for 2 years. So I guess technically they would have been able to release my body to her, which would have been weird because
in so many different ways. Yes. No, it's apparently there's that year time limit. But who knows? Who knows? So silly.
Just let us marry.
A lot of good conversations at the conference I was at. I was hanging out with a lot of Vermonters. And there's something very specific about being gay in Vermont and talking about trans issues and LGBT issues. It was quite invigorating. I must say, I had not been around other people in student affairs, that many people, in a while. And
right.
it was quite lovely. One of the presenters at the award ceremony made quite the faux pas. And if he's listening to the show, I'm going to email you tomorrow and tell you your faux pas. And I just didn't feel like bringing it up today. But it happened last night. And he said, he was nominating someone. He was describing an award winner. And he said, I don't want to give away the gender of this person, so I'm not going to say he, she, or it. And that was not cool. That was not cool. And so I'm debating how to approach him about this, because this is not a gentleman I work with. He works in a whole nother state. But a lot of the young professionals in Vermont came up to me and said, oh, can we, you know, this really needs to be raised. And I agree, it needs to be raised. And so I think I'm just going to raise it as a teachable moment.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm going to release the gender.
Well, he didn't want it. He was reading out. He wanted it to be a surprise who the recipient of the award was. So he was just going to say, I'm not going to say she did this or he did this or it did this. And it was just, okay, that's not the gender binary. Not good. Not good. All right. I'm going to play another song from our artist of the evening, and we'll take it from there. So this is a song called Shadowed. Love this song.
Save yourself.
your cleanness. My boy is stuck in the end. I'm a sinking ship. He's the saddest thing. Has no friends or foes. Why are both our souls so shadowed?
Such good stuff. Such good stuff. All right, you ready to welcome a guest?
Yes, of course I am.
Guest, are you ready to be welcomed?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. What do I do one week if the guest says, no, I'm not ready to be welcomed? I would stall. Anyway, singer-songwriter extraordinaire Sasha Sackett will be releasing his fourth studio album, I feel like, in an hour. It's just in a couple days, and that's called... Yeah. Isn't it very soon, Sasha?
Yes.
Okay.
17th.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Wow. Don't tell everyone yet. Don't ruin the suspense. Okay. And this fourth studio album, Hermitage, marks the follow-up to his critically acclaimed 2007 release, Lovers and Leaders, which was hailed by American Songwriter magazine as, quote, love this quote, by the way, a melodic song cycle coupled with extraordinary lyrical depth. That's pretty good, Sasha. That's good
yeah,
stuff.
That was cool.
We've been playing his music all night long, so you don't need me to tell you how this guy is just pure and utter talent. Sasha Sackett, welcome to the show, It's So Gay.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is an exciting time for you.
Yes, it is.
What is it like in the week leading up to a release of a CD? Becca and I have not yet released our first CD. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but tell us what that week will be like for us.
I mean, I am definitely interested. I've had this record for a bit of time, and nobody's really heard it. You know, I've had sort of your friends have said things about it, but there's definitely a nervous energy and a real excitement about just getting the songs out there and finally having people that have been wanting to hear it for a while now, just letting them, you know, get the chance to have an opinion and enjoy what you do. And I'm really excited about it, and I'm really proud of the record. So
don't you get to dictate their opinion?
I wish.
All right.
If you could, what would you want your iTunes
whatever you want
to
our
say.
Show to say about your CD, that's it. So you write it for us. What do you want us to say?
Well, I want you to say that you like it.
Okay.
Have you listened to it yet?
No, we don't have it yet.
Oh, you guys don't have it?
No.
That's terrible.
We're playing old Sasha Sackett music.
Classic.
We're going old school.
Oh, my gosh.
We're embracing the old Sasha Sackett. We're not ready for the new yet.
Sad. Okay, well, we'll definitely have to get it to you guys.
Okay. But you understand that we need a little bit more than we like it.
There's
we
a lot
want to
more
inspire.
Room in the iTunes review box than
yes.
that.
Well, we have so much, we've so many fun gay things to talk about. Are you ready to talk about some fun gay things?
I love fun gay
things. Okay. So a year ago, I'm going to take you back, Becca, to a year ago.
A whole year ago. Hey, we were still doing the show.
We were still doing the show. We had just started out, and it was post-election, and our guest tonight, Sasha Sackett, recorded his first video blog.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you recall doing that, Sasha?
Yes.
Okay.
I rarely do stuff like that, so I obviously felt very strongly.
You did. Can you tell people, do you remember what you were feeling then? Because it was pretty raw, and it was pretty... I really liked it. I watched it again today. I watched it a few weeks ago, and then I watched it again actually a few hours ago, and it was a really nice balance of celebration, but also just raw. I'm going to just be who I am and make sure that this is who I am. What was recording that like for you? What was going through your head?
You know, when it was about Prop 8.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know.
Basically, when that had passed, I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I think I went through a few days of just... I didn't realize... I mean, before, I didn't think it mattered as much to me as it suddenly mattered, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I think when I felt my right had been taken away, I sort of just unleashed something in me. I was completely, like, just on fire. I mean... And I remember even listening to Nina Simone and, like, just
oh boy.
Feeling, like, very, I don't know, just very upset. And it was ironic. I mean, that's, and I still believe it's ironic to, you know, the same vote for, to vote in our first African-American president, which is amazing, and I'm so happy about, was the same vote to take away my right, you know, to
right.
marriage.
Right.
And it was just very ironic, and I felt I needed to say that. I felt people hadn't tied that together maybe as much as they could have, at least from what I was reading, and I just felt it was really important to state that, you know, a lot of these people went and, you know, voted, African Americans went to support, you know, Obama, and yet they're so adamant, many of them are so adamantly against gay rights because of their religious beliefs, and, you know, at some point I find it a little strange.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Now, flash forward a year. How are you feeling these days? Now, last week was not a great week.
I was upset about that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Have you stayed on top of the political scene at all?
You know what's strange? I think USA Today, like, ran a quote from me because I did something. It was really strange, actually, talking against what happened in Maine. And it was really weird. I did this random interview, and there's something going on with USA Today right now. But
where you just get quoted and you don't remember saying those things?
I got quoted as somebody speaking out against it, you know, or something. I don't
Were you there?
Like, I'm not even from Maine, but okay.
Okay. Maine spokesman Sasha Sackett says.
Kind of funny.
Were you in Maine?
No.
All right.
Just the man on the street.
Out Maine spokesman,
I mean,
yeah.
It still affects me very strongly.
Absolutely.
For me, you know, the idea of marriage maybe isn't the most important thing for me emotionally, mm-hmm. but it's, when it comes down to a right that I should have, I feel very strongly about it. It's very wrong to me. It's shocking that we're still talking about it.
It's crazy.
You know, I just can't believe it. I really can't believe it.
Well, yeah. Now, an interview came out, speaking of Sasha Sackett quotes, did you read the interview? It just came out yesterday, the one that you did with On Top Magazine. Have you been able to check
it? I remember doing it pretty recently. Yeah.
Well, you should check it out. It's really, I have to say, Sasha, it's a fascinating interview to read through. And so folks can check it out online. It just actually was released yesterday. There's a real push and pull in this interview that you very much evidence between the relationship between your being gay and being an artist, being a musical artist. And you were really articulating a connection, but I felt like you were also resisting, which I supported, being boxed in. Did you feel that when you were giving the interview? There was a real push and pull going on.
Yeah, and it's something that actually, it's very common. It's very common push and pull that I have personally. I mean, I'm definitely gay. You know, I say it every interview. And
you're on the right show, so that's good.
Yeah. But, you know, in some cases when you're a gay singer-songwriter or a gay artist, it's sometimes like, well, I'm an artist, you know?
Right.
It's like I'm a white artist or white or boy artist. You know, but part of me also recognizes that being gay and my experience, you know, I kind of suffered a lot from being gay growing up. Mm-hmm. I was definitely teased and harassed, you know, for being gay growing up in school. And that's what formed me as an artist in a lot of ways. I mean, that's why I play piano, is because I didn't really have anybody to talk to, so I just kind of sat down and played piano. You know, it was the only way to express myself emotionally. So I recognize being gay is, like, really intricately tied into me being an artist, but at the same time, it's not all of who I am at all. You know, there's so many other things that I feel very strongly about, mm-hmm. and that I feel is part of my identity, and I don't want to just be one thing, as anybody wouldn't want to be considered just one thing, you know, and especially when you're doing music and you're doing art, you know, you're trying to present, you know, a tapestry of things. You're trying to, you know, represent certain parts of your life and talk about complex or just difficult places in your life. You know, when I write music, I write about difficult places, you know, things that I'm going through that are hard for me to deal with. It's, you know, it's kind of therapeutic and empowering at the same time to do that. So that's what it is.
Yeah, no, it's a real, I actually appreciated it because again, there was just a real push and pull there. And I think the article kept saying ebb and flow. But I actually didn't appreciate some of the language that was in the article, not that came out of your mouth, but some of the editorial, because it indicated to me, it implied to me that, oh, he's trying to distance himself from being gay, and that's not what you were saying. And so I was actually a little bothered by the editorial, but I'm sure if the editor-in-chief of On Top Magazine wants to, by the way, that's an odd, I've never heard of it, and I'm a little nervous about what content it has. So if he wants to be on the show, we'll talk about that too. Now, speaking of gay, I'm just moving quickly on from that. I'm moving on quickly. Now, I don't know, though, Sasha Sackett, if you go on YouTube and you type in your name, do you know the third clip that comes up of you? Not the first one and not the second one. Do you know what number three is?
It's the cover of Britney.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So, folks, if you were to go on YouTube right now and type in Sasha Sackett, which you should do, the third most watched clip is Sasha Sackett doing a cover of Miss Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time. Sasha, I will turn the mic over to you if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Well,
I'm not sure I want to editorialize. It is, I mean, it's hilarious.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, and I love doing it. You always get a reaction out of the audience. People either don't know what to do with you, and I've had this sort of awkward thing that's happened before, actually, and then other times people just get it. And, you know, it, I subvert the song into this sort of dark, sexual kind of,
it's quite brilliant,
erotic experience, but a dark thing, like a sado thing a little bit, because the song's a little sado if you kind of read it. You know, it's a very violent song.
Yeah, if you're a little dark, yes.
I'm not going to lie, Sasha. I felt a little unclean after hearing your version. So now you've toured around. You've been in a ton of
that's
different places.
That's what he was going for.
That's what he effect achieved. You've been in just such a ton of different places, and we've been really fortunate. Becca and I are always weekly appreciative for being able to do this show and talking to such incredible people. And so we've had a real nice range of musical artists on, and have talked to Eric Hyman and Ari Gold and Susan Werner, and they had some great stories from the road of just being a gay artist on the road and having some odd interactions with audience members. I think he's got one.
I think so, too.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if anything, you always find yourself in if you decide to go out after a show, it's always an interesting experience.
No, I feel you're lying right now. I feel like you have a specific story in mind. That's a knowing chuckle.
I'm just thinking about sort of all the, you kind of walk into people's lives. I mean, that's the thing I love most about touring is that you really meet people. You kind of form relationships with a lot of people too in different towns. And so when you go through that town, you sort of, you have this group of friends, and you just sort of enter their lives. You see the way they live. You get a day like a super shot of a new life almost.
And which place did you go to that you said, "Oh my God, I would never live here"?
I shouldn't say that.
Okay,
yeah,
which
that
place?
Kind of
okay,
bad,
no, this
Ken.
Is fine. Which place did you go to that you say, "Oh my gosh, I never would have had the opportunity to go here, and I could move here, but I'm not going to."
But I'm not going to.
Which was a surprise city for you?
A surprise. I love Denver.
Denver's great.
I love Portland.
I've never been to
Portland. Surprised me. I didn't. I thought Portland would be, it's a cool city. I like it. There's a wonderful energy to Portland. I really loved it.
All right, so Portland's good.
Yeah, Portland's good. Love Seattle, love Chicago. I mean,
where have you been in Vermont?
Where have I been in Vermont? I think I've played Vermont.
Oh, our artists have never played Vermont.
I feel like I have. It would have been at least like 7 years ago.
All right, come back.
Yeah.
Come back to Vermont.
Back.
Eric Hyman promised he's coming back to Vermont.
We'll put you on the radio. It'll be great. No pressure.
All right, so now this is the part. We've been playing some of your music all night long, and we want to hear now. We're not playing anything from the new album because we don't have it.
The new album. The little blurb on the website talks about you out in a cabin in the woods chopping wood. You are made for Vermont.
I am made for Vermont. So, I do need to come up there.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We have a crap load of wood to chop, I know. Sasha.
Ken's eyes just opened wide. He's like, oh, yeah.
I'm
like
not
going to
lie. There's a lot of wood. If you can get that wood splitter out, you come on over. I mean, and it's a hop, skip, and a jump to your home state of Maine, where you're apparently the LGBT spokesman. Yeah. It's such a resume builder for you. Out spokesman from Maine. So tell us a little bit about some of these songs. So the first song that we played for everybody, we want to hear what these songs say about you. The first song that we played for everybody was How Low. Tell everybody about How Low.
You know, that album, Lovers and Leaders, was a lot about people around me, and I'd have these people tell me their life stories, sort of. And when you're on tour especially, you get that a lot, but I love just hearing who people are. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I was in New York, and I was just visiting a friend. And I mean, it's kind of sad, but she has cancer, and she's sort of was going through a lot. And sort of just seeing how low can you go? I mean, that was sort of like in my head. It's like it was so harsh.
Right.
And yet I didn't want to write, like, this dirge.
It's not right. A dirge, no.
So, you know, I really was just trying to tell the story and just tell her story, basically. That was the
It's a great song. It's a great song. And then how about the song that played you in, Shadowed?
Yeah, Shadowed. Shadowed is about addiction. That's a dark song. You know, I tend to write about the dark sides of things a lot, and you know, I have addictive tendencies that I'm always worried about.
Okay.
And I've had addiction run through my family a lot. So it's always been just sort of a thing in my life. And I'm always watching myself. You know, I don't really touch drugs or anything because I know if I did, I would not make
right.
music.
Right.
I would, you know, be on Skid Row probably. But, you know, I have it in my family too, and sort of growing up dealing with addiction around me and stuff. It's a dark song.
It's a dark song.
Yeah.
Sort of about that.
It's a nice haunting song. And then the song that will play you out in just a minute or two, which I have to tell you is my favorite song. Brandon Boyd.
Oh, Brandon Boyd.
How about that, Brandon Boyd?
Send me nasty emails so angry with me that I would write a song called Brandon Boyd.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Well, he's the lead singer of Incubus.
Yeah.
So a lot of the Incubus fans are very upset about it. And he actually,
I think it's a tribute.
He claims he never went to high school with me, which is a lie. It's a total lie.
Do you have the yearbook?
But I don't get it because it was, you're right. It's not negative about him at all.
No.
He was sort of like the golden god of my high school. He was like, that's what I call him anyway. He was the most popular kid. Like he really was. And, everybody loved that guy and he makes great music and he's sort of always been sort of that kind of person, you know, that golden god kind of ideal. And, you know, when I went to school, I was a gay guy, you know, it was sort of like, that's what I was.
Right.
And I just found it very interesting. We both sort of ended up doing very similar things. And I knew I had a high school song in me. And I knew everybody wanted to be Brandon Boyd, and that's kind of the line in the song, is everybody wants to be him. And that's kind of what the song's about. It's not saying Brandon Boyd sucks, or I hate Brandon Boyd, or, you know, he's so mean to me, or anything like that. But people it's definitely a button pusher for some people, which I like doing.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think our Incubus fan base is perhaps the most diverse of all of our listeners. But
it's not huge, I'm
fascinated that there was an active process at one point of Brandon Boyd saying he never went to high school with you.
Yeah. And I haven't heard it personally, but a few people have told me, you know, he said it in an interview.
Do you have a yearbook?
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, do you have a yearbook that has him in it? Of course
you
do.
Do you want us to put it up on our website?
I mean, my sister and his sister were best friends. That's how ridiculous that is.
I don't know how I feel about it. See, this is the problem sometimes, Becca, when I ask the artists about the songs, because now I can't listen to them in the same way, and now I'm angry at Brandon Boyd.
I know, and now he's going to call.
Yeah, let me tell you, the day that Brandon Boyd calls into this show is so gay. We're getting you. We're going to do like a conference call with you, Sasha.
I think we should put the yearbook photo up.
I'm telling you, no, that's fascinating. So now tell
everyone.
I bet
we'll hear from his lawyer.
Yeah, I highly doubt
right
that.
I mean, whatever, he can say what he wants to say. It doesn't matter to me. The song isn't for him, and all.
No, it's for us. It's for me. I feel it's for me.
For whoever wants. Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, so now, again, this is a big week coming up for you. Where should people be going to learn more about everything that is going on with you?
Well, my website. My website's a good place. And I'm on Facebook a lot, but SashaSackett.com, my weird spelling, S-A-C-H-A-S-A-C-K-E-T.
It's quite a website.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's well, because I'm not, I got to tell you, I don't really, I have a thing with flash websites that get a little too, I'm like, oh God, it's taking for, yours does not take any time to load. Good. It's got little clever headers on it. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. No, it's a great website.
You got him impressed. That's
no,
that's
I'm really,
great.
Yeah, I get sometimes these and then
he gets finicky. About
if I don't
the
want
websites.
The music on, I can't find where to pause the music, but yours is right in the upper right hand corner and. It's perfect. So, no, we love your website. So, everyone should be going to Sasha's website. The album, of course, is called?
Hermitage.
Hermitage. And you're so excited, right?
I am very excited.
Okay.
Definitely. Well, and I need to get you guys an album.
We would
that's
love
right.
Well, we'll play
we
it.
We can go on iTunes. Right? I like it.
Yeah. No, I'm that's coming up with something better than
hey.
I like it.
That's what he wants?
It turns me on.
I'm going to write Brandon Boyd
totally
wishes he was Sasha Sackett. Something like that. Yes, everyone in Maine should listen to this album because
yes,
he's your spokesman.
Everyone who
this
reads
is
USA
event.
Today should listen to this album.
Definitely. Sasha Sackett, an absolute pleasure having you on the show. We're wishing you all the best. I'm like sharing in the excitement. I'm sure the next couple days are just going to fly by. And I have no doubt you're going to get amazing feedback
absolutely.
On this album.
Absolutely. Ken thinks so his CD is coming out.
I know. I love how I'm convinced that my CD is coming out next week. I was splitting wood in a cabin. It's not mine. It's not mine, folks. I'm just letting you know about it.
We'll get you one.
All right. Sasha, all the best. Best of luck next week. Please, please just have the most amazing time with it.
I will.
All right.
Have a great week.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
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 Your face in. If you mess with us, we don't answer why. 'Cause everybody knows we are the cool kids. We are the cool kids. We don't have to try. We keep the fat shit. The facts in line, we just say their names and we watch them die. And if you think you can hate all of us, we don't think you will stray.
That is Brandon Boyd by tonight's guest, Sasha Sackett, who's got a big album coming out next week. Definitely, definitely go check it out. You can, I'm sure, get it off of iTunes, strolling over to his website, SashaSackett.com. And you can go over to this show, SoGay.com. And
link
if,
to him
yeah,
you if
can
you want to find him.
Right to him. And you can click on upcoming and see the incredible, incredible guests that we have coming up, including... David Daniels, who is just a world-famous countertenor. Billy Myers, who's just such an incredible singer. Jack McEnroth from Project Runway will be on next week. I'm very excited to speak with him. We have a really special guest that hasn't been announced on the website yet, and I don't want to ruin it, but it is maybe, I don't know, the editor-in-chief of Out Magazine.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, my God. So that's really exciting. So there's all these great stories out there, and I think it's important to focus on really the most important story to our show And that is the reemergence and really the re-empowerment and the importance that is now being placed back on our hero, our idol, the savior of our show. Why are you putting your head down?
Because I'm afraid of what you're about to say.
Who could it possibly be?
Miss California.
It is Miss California.
I thought we swore we were never saying that.
Well, I thought
again.
She went away, but then she came back, and her sex tape is the biggest mistake of her life.
Is it a gay sex tape?
You know,
that would
even
be
here's the thing.
Brilliant.
These stories aren't even gay anymore. That they don't even mention her comments. Oh, you know what this does? Okay, this story does. I guess every story about her now is going
to
be on the gay website.
Because they have to remind us why
they
we
have to remind
care.
Her. Quote, she believes she lost her crown because of her opposition to gay marriage. She'll be on the show hopefully soon.
That's
we'll
right.
Talk
she
to
would
her.
Have lost her crown because of the sex tape anyway. So let's let it go.
And then I like this story.
Wait, Prop 8. No, nothing.
No.
You don't care.
No, I'm in such a weird mood. I'm not feeling very well, so I'm like
but
just
the Mormons
jumping
are supporting the
Oh, you
gays.
Know what? That is really important. That is really important.
Yeah, it's crazy. The LDS Church just like flip-flopped right over and said they're supporting unions, and it's ridiculous. I can't believe that they've
flip-flopped
entirely. Like, they've completely changed their rulings. They've supported Prop 8 yeah. all along, and now they supported two new ordinances. Now illegal to fire someone from their job or evict someone from their residence because they're a lesbian, bisexual, gay, or transgender
Love
in
it.
Salt Lake City,
well,
which
is good.
Huge. I mean, 80% of that community or somewhere near there is Mormon.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I've met some amazing Mormons. Shout out to the Bodell family, who I did a lot of. I met Carrie Bodell during the AIDS vaccine 3-day walk back in, it was like 2002. And then just met up with their whole family on some of the breast cancer walks. And I had never really spent that much time with them. This is a Salt Lake City Mormon mm-hmm. family, to the point where they took one of their family photos and photoshopped me in. And I was like, oh, God, this is great. And I have it in my office, and people always look at the picture and say, oh, your family doesn't – they're so redhead, and you're not – that's not my family. I was photoshopped in. In other happy news
– extra person.
And I feel like I was a little disdainful a few weeks ago of Miley Cyrus when we played Miley Cyrus on the show, and I'm feeling a little bit bad about that. And then Miley Cyrus in her song Seven Things – which she sings to an ex-boyfriend of the Seven Things I Hate About You at a concert stop in Kentucky, of all places, the other night. She changed the words, I hate your games, to I hate your gay, which is kind of cool. So she was flat out saying, I have no tolerance for people saying you're gay. Wait, that is what she's saying, right? I hope I'm not reading this story
wrong.
Are
you sure that's what she's saying?
I'm erring on the side of Miley Cyrus, good. Carrie Prashawn, bad. Tracy Morgan, bad. I'm not watching 30 Rock anymore. Governor of Rhode Island, bad. Sasha Sackett, good.
New York, who knows? DC, good.
DC is good. Washington, good.
Yeah.
Maine, bad.
Bad. Jersey, confused.
Jersey is confused. This is what we just need to have a segment of the show
yeah.
where we come up with one word that just describes it all.
Oregon, good, bad. Like they can't really
Pastor
decide
Joel
either.
Osteen, bad.
Yeah.
So
New Hampshire, which is our neighbor, so we should probably
it's right outside the window.
Read a little bit. Yeah, I know. I can
Go
see
ahead.
It from my
I
house.
I can see it from the station.
But there's an attempt to repeal the marriage equality law approved earlier this year, which hasn't even gone into effect yet.
Oh. Just give us a chance, folks.
Seriously. Let us get divorced just like everybody else.
We're just trying to be God's best. That's all we're trying to be, folks. We know it's an uphill battle. But, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So that's really it from our end. We are going to get out there. We're going to do great things. I'm going to New York City this weekend.
Woo-hoo.
So I'm going to get get re-gay energized. And I'm going to try to be God's best.
You Go for it, Ken.
Yeah,
I think you could.
So, I don't know. I'm curious to hear what people think about. I actually talked to a lot of people about 30 Rock before this whole Tracy Morgan thing came out. So, send us an email at thisshowissogay@AOL.com. We do still use AOL. Don't mock us for it, the two people that wrote.
Just mock Ken.
Yeah, just mock me. thisshowissogay@AOL.com. And send us an email about if you're a 30 Rock watcher, if you're not a 30 Rock watcher, and how much you're able to separate out when the actor says just horrible things.
Well, this happened
from being
with Grey's Anatomy like a year or two ago, remember?
Right, but that guy, they suspended from the show.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to... I doubt they'll do anything. I'm curious to see. Now, this Tracy Morgan thing just happened.
But that was a fight
happened.
Of the different... all right. The actors,
so
I
we'll
guess.
See. And Jane Krakowski, who is on 30 Rock, gave a standing ovation. So I don't know that they're really going to do anything to Tracy Morgan. Ooh, I totally didn't tell you. So last Friday night...
Uh-huh.
Because I mucked up Andrew's birthday a few weeks back.
Oh, no.
I had to make up for it, but we won't talk about that. So ended up going... to Boston, which is in Massachusetts.
It is in
it is. And we went to opening night last Friday night of Carmen.
Awesome.
And do you know who was one of the leads in Carmen and how
who?
We got these tickets? Daniel Mobbs.
Really?
Daniel Mobbs, who listens to our show.
Absolutely.
And had reserved tickets for Andrew and I, and he was the bullfighter. Very straight, making out with Carmen. I don't know. I was a little uncomfortable by that. Killed a bull. Had a bloody bull's head right near him, but he was fantastic. And it was just this, and we gave us backstage passes.
Aww.
So we were on a list. We went backstage afterwards and his mom was there. And it was just so nice because we don't get to meet our listeners.
Are you just abusing your office?
I know. I feel like I'm getting perks. I'm getting perks and those perks should be going to the station, but I don't care. We got to go to the opera. So Daniel, thank you so much. And we did not meet Vince. Now you can't just say Vince, his partner Vince. Writes us emails and loves the show too, but he signed everything Vince the photographer.
Okay, Vince
and I,
the photographer.
And I want him to just sign it Vince. And I
no,
want to
I
be,
like
I'm,
that.
I'm
it's
Ken
Vince,
the Dean.
It's Vince the photographer.
Vince the photographer. But he was not there. But we met Daniel and we went backstage and met his mom. And it was lovely. It was great. So Daniel, you were fantastic. It was a nice blend of gay radio show and straight bull killer. He killed a bull. Matador. I mean, I just call it a bull killer. It was not. I mean, he's a vegetarian. Wait a second. I would just like to point out that I am almost positive. And Daniel, I'm sorry if I'm spreading lies about you. Daniel Mobbs, vegetarian, killed
what
bull.
What about Vince the photographer?
I don't know.
Ooh.
This is our mystery. We will answer it for next week.
Vince the photographer should write us.
Yes.
And let us know.
If he's a vegetarian?
Yes.
All right. So that's it for us, folks. We are going to go out there. We are going to go try to be God's best. We know this isn't a choice, and we're going to go buy Hermitage by Sasha Sackett, and you go out there and you do all those things as well. So we're going to play some Sasha Sackett music to lead you out. But in the meantime, the most important thing to remember as you, not to beat a dead horse or to kill a bull, as you are trying to be God's best, remember, why be gay when you can be so gay?
Your halo's on my mind, wearing through thoughts I fight. Can you read? Am I right for you? Your halo's all I find. Wonder why you shine so bright. When I've been read, I've been read.